the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast. Today, myself, Angus Ketchot, and Darren Dodge, we're going to be talking about the row crop short course. We're going to give you all a little history about where it's come from, where it is now, and what you can expect this year, 2018, at the row crop short course. Darren, how's your stress level right now?
For those of you that know me, my stress level is pretty high. What little bit of hair I used to have has probably fallen out since then. Have about 864 people pre-registered for this year's short course, so I'm looking forward to the event, but I'm also looking forward to it being over so I can unload a little bit of that stress.
I know. I can tell you get really stressed this time of year, especially with 860-something people registered for our meeting this year. You know, I remember when we started this thing years ago, Will McCarty had it was the cotton short course, and as you became cotton specialist, you took it over. Kind of just give us a little background of where we were then and how you alone got it to where it is today.
Well, you know, the short course started in 1983, and it was an effort, Dr. George Mullendore and Dr. Will McCarty. And, you know, at the time, we were planting a million and a half acres of cotton in the state, and there was really a large need for educational information. And it moved on in that format until about 2009. And if everybody remembers, in 2007, when I took this position, that was when cotton acres went from about 1.2 million in the state to about 660,000 in one swoop. So our acres got cut in half, and we saw our attendance at the cotton short course at that time adjust accordingly. We had about 60 people in 2007 and had about 40 people in 2008. And we just decided amongst us as a group, myself, Angus, several others, that we just needed to make a little bit of a change. And that's when we decided to not just focus on cotton, but focus on all the row crops in the state. And that's when the row crop short course really began to take
off. Yeah, I remember kind of what got some of that started. We were seeing a lot of our extension meetings and such, the attendance going down in a lot of them. But I think back then, one of the things we focused so much on was single discipline, single commodity type meetings. And we started realizing real quick, hey, our growers, they plant more than just cotton or corn or soybeans or rice, whatever. And they kind of want to go to a place that's one-stop shopping. And that's simply, I guess, what you built here.
Yeah, you know, and I think that not just with the row crop short course, but with Mississippi State as a whole, I think that's really one of the hallmarks of what we do. It's yeah, we have folks that are discipline specific, you're an entomologist, we have weed scientists and other disciplines, but we all work together as a team to address these issues, and the short course is really no different. So this event has become a place where you can come and get information on weed control, insect control, fertility, anything essentially related to row crop agriculture production in the state and beyond. We have experts here that can help address your issues.
Yeah, you know, just thinking back, you know, this thing is built slowly. It's not like you build a meeting and you get, you know, 850 people at it. But I do remember, you know, in the initial days, all of us, the guys at Stoneville, yourself, me, and everybody sitting down talking about how to build this thing. And I remember one of the things that we talked about is if you're going to talk at this meeting, you got to have a topic that's important to growers and the industry in general in Mississippi and even surrounding states, and just kind of give everybody a little bit of a glance at how we got there.
Yeah, you know, so the biggest thing is I think we all recognize that with the proliferation of information available digitally, you know, iPads and Surface Pros and cell phones and things like that, you don't necessarily have to come to a meeting to get your information anymore. But we also recognize if we are doing our very best to discuss the current topics that our growers are dealing with and bringing in the very best people to do that, as well as giving them a chance just have a little bit of camaraderie, a little bit of fellowship, have a good time, you know, get out of the house for a couple of days, kind of in the dreary wintertime a little bit, folks will respond to that. And I think we've really seen that with the row crop short course.
Well, I've heard, I can't even tell you how many times about the program itself. You know, people in the industry, they'll shop programs because they cover so many states and so many meetings. And that's one of the things that brings everybody in. Another thing that I really think plays into this success of this meeting is the fact that it's free. Tell us how we got there.
Yeah, you know, this meeting by no means is inexpensive to put on, and you look at what we do with the meeting. So if you come to the short course, essentially you can eat for free for 3 days. You know, yeah. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner Monday. We have breakfast, lunch, and dinner Tuesday, and breakfast and lunch on Wednesday. And we're not feeding, you know, a box lunch from somewhere. This is, I mean, the food everybody knows, everybody looks forward to it. Not to mention, you know, Mr. Charlie's Catering will cook some steaks on Tuesday night, and Angus and his folks will boil about 400 pounds of shrimp. If y'all are here for that, Angus may or may not have a shirt with sleeves on. I don't know what's going to happen with that. All I know is they're going to boil 400 pounds of shrimp.
Well, we are going to boil shrimp. And shrimp, look, I'm telling you, it's kind of crazy. But every year, that's when people are starting to think about getting their hotel reservations. I'm getting all these texts. We having shrimp. Yeah, we're going to have the shrimp. Are they going to be them same big peeled ones, already peeled? Yeah, we're going to do that too. We pay a lot of money for them, but we know y'all want them, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just all that, but, you know, a couple of years ago we started bringing in some folks to maybe sing a little bit, yeah. and really just kind of make it an event. You know, you can come and get some just great information as it relates to your operation or the growers that you work with, but you can also come and have a good time.
And I think that's what's important, and not to mention the great event and the fellowship, just getting all these people that work ag in the same building. But you can also get all of your CEUs, renew all of your license just about for about every license you would have in the state.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. So, you know, if you're a consultant, you know, we have consultants license renewals for entomology, plant path, weed science. You know, if you're a certified crop advisor and need the CEUs for that, we have about 18 and a half CEUs. Our goal, since really expanding this program, is with respect to the CCA folks, is to make this a one-stop shop. You can come here and get nearly every CEU that you need for your license. And we've come pretty close to doing that.
Yeah, and I think people are extremely satisfied. Fantastic door prizes every year. Again, all of this is because of our fantastic sponsors as well. Tell them just a little bit about our door prizes. Then I want to ask you about something new that you tell everybody that we're going to be doing this year as far as a scholarship.
Oh, yeah. You know, so one of the things, you know, we realize it's an effort for folks to come. You know, you're leaving home, you're gone a night or two out through the week, and, you know, if you have a family or commitments or whatever, we realize that. So we try to do a little something just to give back to those that come, and we really, you know, try to give some really good door prizes away in the past. And I'll be honest, I really think we took our game to another level this year with the door prizes. I'll be honest, 5:30 a.m. in Altoona, Iowa, Black Friday, I'm sitting at Bass Pro Shop to get a Traeger grill because it's on sale. I waited in line for 30 minutes to pay for that thing in the middle of Iowa, but we will have a Traeger grill as one of the giveaways. We'll have a couple of steel chainsaws as the giveaways. Have a steel pressure washer, a couple of smokers, some Nikon binoculars, a Yeti cooler. We just some phenomenal door prizes that if you happen to get drawn, you can take one of them home with
you. Yeah, I know every year we rack our brains trying to figure out how to take these gifts or these door prizes to the next level. And I'll give a shout out to our buddy down in Louisiana, independent crop consultant Hank Jones. We kind of polled him a little bit. He had a great idea, actually. For once, Hank had a really good idea. Tell us what we're going to do this year.
Well,
I think it is fabulous.
Well, you know, Hank's had two good ideas. Hank really keeps trying to get us to get Ric Flair to come and guest speak. At the row crop short course. I'm not sure that's in our budget. Yeah. I don't know that we can afford the Nature Boy. But one of the things that we've all talked about is maybe trying to find a way to give back a little bit. And with what Angus does and what I do and a lot of our other colleagues, you know, really graduate students are the backbone of what we do. They're the ones out there every day collecting data, sweating in the sun, analyzing this stuff. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't do what we do. So we try to come up with a way to maybe give something back a little bit to them. So what we've come up with is we're gonna raffle off a steel MS-311 chainsaw. It's about a $500 saw, 20-inch bar.
Yeah, 3/8, good one.
Really nice saw. I've got an older model of it at my house right now. We're going to sell 100 tickets for that saw. They're going to be $20 each. We're going to sell no more than 100. So you got a 1-100 chance of winning. We're going to draw that out. Winner takes it home. But the proceeds from that are going to be given next year for a graduate student scholarship or two graduate student scholarships. But basically, we've done this in a way just to try to recognize them and let folks know the effort and the work that they put into this and give back to them a little bit as well.
Well, I do think that's a good idea. So, and we'll hopefully, if this thing goes well, we'll keep it going. We'll give this award at next year's row crop. And the judges that'll pick this.
Yeah, you know, we've kind of kicked around ideas on the judges a little bit. Kind of what we're thinking with that is there's an advisory council of alumni that, you know, your department has an advisory council, my department has an advisory council. But Dr. Hopper, the dean of the College of Ag and Life Sciences, has an advisory council. And we spoke with Dr. Hopper, and we're really thinking pretty seriously about tying in some of those alumni and those advisory-type folks and letting them judge these students, because it gives them a look at some of the quality that we have here. But it also gives them a connection to the row crop short course if they're not necessarily involved in row crop agriculture.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a really good deal, and I think it'll be another successful thing. So just kind of wrapping up here, I know we're going to have a great meeting. I'm really excited. I know you're really stressed. I'm just really pumped about seeing all these people that I hadn't seen in a long time. It's going to be a really good deal. But I guess you got any final thoughts for next week? Anything you want to kind of leave the...
You know, the biggest thing I would say, number one, we got to give a big shout-out to our sponsors.
Absolutely.
We have well over 60 sponsors for the event this year. And if we didn't have those sponsors, we could not do this meeting the way that we do it. We could not offer it to be totally free, first class all the way, some jam-up giveaways. Without them, we couldn't do it. So please come talk to those folks. A lot of those folks are people y'all do business with anyway, but could not do it without them. The other group of folks I'd really like to give a shout-out to are those that are traveling in from out of state to come and be with us. We have folks from Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Minnesota, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama. We just have folks coming in here from all over the place to speak to our group, and that's part of what's made this thing so successful.
All right, well, good talk, and you know, again, I'm really looking forward to seeing everybody next week. Hope y'all are there, and hope we see you.
Absolutely.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.